We're in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. This place kind of gives me the hives because the Texans have never won here, but everybody's trying to win here this week at the NFL Scouting Combine. One of our guests, Greg Cosell of NFL Films. Nobody breaks it down like he does, and John Harris and I sat down with him. Here we are with Greg Cosell from NFL Films at the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with you. How's it going, Greg?
It's going great. All right. I just thought I'd start out with one quick comment.
Sure.
You know, after film study, I've decided J.J. Watt's pretty good.
Really? You've examined the situation.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
All right.
I think he's got a chance.
He's got a chance. He might make it in this league.
He might make it.
But seriously, when you look at all of that, what he's able to do, and our coach says every play he has to be accounted for. He's one of those guys. Is that how you see it?
I mean, theoretically, yes. I think we all know that, and I'm not sure fans get this, but on every single play, you know, it's like a receiver. You can't double team a receiver on every single play.
Yeah.
You can't double team J.J. Watt on every single play. But, I'm trying to remember a guy that big. And he does things that actually that you wouldn't coach. And when I say you wouldn't coach, I'm talking about technique-wise, you know, where he might go around an offensive lineman to try to make a play on a run that goes away from him. You wouldn't coach it that way. And I had a chance to talk to him briefly at a Super Bowl a couple years ago when we were both doing a radio show. And he said to me, "How do you know that?" And I said, "Well, fortunately, I've been able to talk to some defensive line coaches and all." And he said, "Yeah, I do that, and I can do that." You know, sometimes he's one of those guys, and I would never say this because I've been with NFL Films for 35 years, and, you know, sometimes maybe I'm a little jaded, you know, just because I see so much. But he's a guy that I'm just amazed at some of the things he does. It's like, how does he do that?
Greg, along those lines, we would see Lawrence Taylor win from the outside.
Oh, yeah.
We'd see a guy like Joe Green win from the inside. But with J.J., he can win all over the place. How does his versatility play to his strengths and play to the strengths of the Texas defense?
Well, I think what you saw this year, and you guys know this, is he started to play a whole lot more at the end in the sub package.
Yep.
Because ultimately, rushing the quarter, you know, he's able to rush the quarterback from the outside.
Right.
You know, so his first couple of years, he basically played D tackle in the sub packages, and this year he played a whole lot more D end, and he was still a great pass rusher. So he can be used in any number of positions. You know, he reminds me in that sense of Reggie White, and I know that's high praise, but J.J. Watt deserves that praise, where you almost feel like he can line up wherever the Texans feel that he has the best chance to win and to cause the most concern for the offense, because the offense will have to slide protect to him, or they'll have to double him with a guard and a tackle, or they'll have to keep a tight end in, or a back. I mean, they're going to have to do something, which then the Texans will know what that is, because that's what coaches do, or it's going to reduce the number of eligible receivers for the offense, and that's advantage Texans before the snap of the ball.
Greg Cosell joining us. And, Greg, you watch it all. You do it all. What about the quarterback situation in Houston with Ryan Mallett slated to be a free agent?
Yeah.
What do you think might happen? What do you think should happen with this franchise?
Well, I was really saddened when Ryan Mallett got hurt, just because, as I'm sure you guys, you wanted to see him have a chance to play five or six games in a row.
Yeah.
And that first game he started was, I thought Coach O'Brien did a terrific job of kind of keeping things very basic, very simple, getting the ball out of his hand quickly. Because the one thing quarterbacks, and I've had this conversation with Phil Sims 100 times, and Phil would say to me, all you want as a quarterback is you want to complete passes. Mm-hmm. So, because if you start off games and you don't complete passes, it gets to you. So I thought Coach O'Brien did a great job, and I can't remember who that first game was against when he started.
Cleveland.
Right. And he just completed passes. And not for a lot of yards, but you know, you get it. Some confidence. Then he played the next game and obviously had the issue, and then he was done. And I just would have liked to have seen him get a chance to play, you know, make some downfield throws, maybe Coach O'Brien gain a little more confidence in him, give him some shots to see. And now you're in a tough spot. I mean, look, Coach O'Brien, in his mind, knows what he thinks Ryan Mallett is and what he may not be, but still, you want to see him play games. So now it's a tough call.
Great stuff from Greg Cosell. And if you're wondering, yes, he is related to the great Howard Cosell. He's his nephew. Coming up next, Andre Howe takes some kids to the movies. And this isn't the only combine going on here in Indy. There was one at home last week. It's all happening on Texans 360 next.